Radio SI presents Possibly Overlooked, but Impressive Places to Visit. Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
My name is Monika Hunam, Zimbabwean by birth and German by citizenship. I live in Slovenia since 3 years ago. I studied agriculture.
I'm her husband, Gerald, German citizen. As Monika mentioned, we are now back in Slovenia since 3 years, but we spent some time in Slovenia already from 2003 till 2010.
Welcome to edition number 6 of this season of Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Our latest show takes us to the northern town of Kamnik and the valley to Tuhinska Dolina. Gerald and Monika Hühner from Germany were the lucky ones this time, testing the 2-day package called In the Embrace of the Mountains, Discover the Treasures of Kamnik and its Countryside. This is not the first trip to this region, but as you just explained, Gerald, it was nevertheless a discovery for you. Guide us through your first day. What did you see, experience, eat, drink?
The first experience we had is that we were having a tour in the town of Kamnik. Among others, we went to the castle hill, to the tower. And of course, at the beginning, we were really confronted with secrets, you know. Immediately, we were confronted with secrets of Kamnik. We went to the monastery and into the library, which was a great privilege for us.
We were confronted with the story of that famous tunnel underground in Kamnik, where obviously no one knows where it comes from, what origin it has, and so on. And as Monika mentioned already, in the library, we had the chance to look at that first Slovenian Bible, which was absolutely a highlight. And then we were invited to the Rebnik restaurant, where we got in touch with local food, but with a very modern presentation, which we liked very much.
And after lunch, what was the next point on the program?
Yes, after lunch, the point of the program was the farmhouse in Neulia, where we got to know a very enthusiastic family who are trying to build up some museum to show how life was a long time ago.
And we were very impressed by what Iris, Tomáš, Polonca and Jan Golob invested since 22 years. They are trying to restore that museum. And what surprised us so much is that that house was still in use till 1970. And that nowadays we can say it's not just a museum, it's still in use. So, and it's that authentic regarding the furniture, regarding all the stuff that is inside, so that you really have the feeling you are living in that time when that house was in use. So that was incredible.
We went straight to the Eco Resort afterward. Actually, it was quite late because we had great conversation with the Golob family. And we took a walk. They showed us their meters. They showed us where the mammoth was found. And so it took quite some time and it got late. And so from this farm, we went straight to the Eco Resort.
And how was your stay? Did you sleep well?
We slept well because we have to admit we were quite exhausted because the day was that full, packed with impressions, with the program and with really incredible people. And that was, in a way, that impressive that it exhausted us. So we went to bed quite early to be fit for the second day, we have to admit.
In a few minutes, we will talk about your second day. Stay tuned after a short break. We will be back with part 2 of Slovenia's Hidden Gems, talking to providers of the package In the Embrace of the Mountains and Discover the Treasures of Kamnik and its Countryside.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
My name is Dejan Polak. I am head waiter in Slovenia Eco Resort.
Welcome to part two of Savinia's Hidden Gems. With me is now from the Eco Resort in Stahovica, Dejan. Glamping is more and more popular also in Savinia. What makes this resort special, or in what way does it differ from other similar resorts in Savinia?
First of all, I will say location, because especially this is interesting for foreigners, tourists. And yes, Slovenia is so small, and this location is really nice because everywhere they go, so daily trips, everywhere is near.
How many houses or tents does this resort offer? What else is included when you are visiting this resort?
We have 23 glampings, which included also breakfast, and we have 17, I will say, apartments or cottages, which they have everything inside. It's for 4 to 5 person and has everything, so from kitchen, toilets and bathrooms. Also, I would like to say especially of this resort is shepherd academies and also feeding animal. So children's of resort's guests every morning with our animal keeper going around all over the resort, and together they feeding animal.
And are there many guests from abroad, and from which countries do they come mainly?
Yes, especially summer holidays, we have a lot of foreigner tourists. I think the major of tourists are from Netherlands. We have a lot of Belgian, Slovakian, actually all over the Europe.
And what would you suggest visitors that come to this region, what should they not miss being here in the Tohinska Valley near Kamnik?
Of course, don't miss hiking. We have beautiful, really near a mountain which we call Velika Planina, or English translation, Big Mountain. And we have a lot of spots for hiking, beautiful nature. And Slovenia in general is so small, even daily trips, you can go visit even Piran on the coast or everywhere, yeah?
Thank you very much.
I'm Sonia Kropiushek. I come from farm Kmetia Prkabršk, a dairy farm from Chișinău to Tuhinju.
Please introduce us a little bit to the work at your farm, what you do, what you produce, and how you are involved in this farm.
This is a dairy farm, and we make a lot of products from milk here, cow milk actually. We make cheese, cottage cheese, yogurts, ricotta, and also cheese called Strnič.
And when we are talking about the cheese Strnič, it's a traditional cheese preparation in this region, which has almost died out. But you are continuing with this tradition. Tell us more how you got involved and how successful you are with it.
This cheese was made only on Velika Planina. The shepherds up there were making it. But yeah, the tradition already almost died out. So the tourist office in Kamnik asked us if we would be willing to restart this Strnič making, so that this would be a product that they could offer the tourists, and so that the tradition would be continued.
Mm-hmm. And how long are you now involved in making Strnič?
It would be 8, or almost 9 years now.
Do you often have visitors coming to your tourist farm or dairy farm and visiting you, seeing how you produce your cheese products?
Yeah, it's mostly in spring and autumn time. Summertime is just for holidays and sea. But yeah, there are some tourist groups.
Thank you very much.
Go to sloveniashiddengems.si.
And we are back with Gerard and Monika Hühner, our Radio SI scouts, who were testing the two-day package in the Embrace of the Mountains, discover the treasures of Kamnik and its countryside. What had day two in store for you? You started with a guided tour of the village Motnik.
Surprises. The next, say, fairy tales about the village, about large snails, way up to the castle, where one can see the remains of the castle. The two churches for this village with how many inhabitants? 200 inhabitants, I think, and two churches. This is what we experienced in Motnik.
Gerard.
I really liked the stories that Nina, our guide, could tell us I was very impressed by the fairy tales that were created there in a Slovenian dialect so far. And if I understood the story right, it just happened recently that these fairy tales were turned from the Slovenian dialect into the official Slovenian language.
So what was your highlight these past 2 days? First of all, you, Monica.
Yes, for me, the highlight was the Bible in the monastery. And to get to know, or at least to see the place where this mammoth was found. Yes, those were the two highlights I can mention. Of course, the culinary tour we had at Kostilna, Ripek, was also something very interesting for me as well, just as Gerald mentioned, to see how local food is presented at a higher level.
And you really got in touch with the locals here. You got into dialogue and experienced firsthand their problems, what they love about this region. Would you say this is also some kind of highlight of this package?
We did not mention Sveti Miklaus already and our last step, Pr Gabršek. And we were very impressed by the enthusiasm of the people, who, as I mentioned already, do not ask for benefits, but still try to keep the tradition alive. And so in Sveti Miklaus, we were really impressed, and we even couldn't stop talking to Tatjana and her companions, so to say. And I would say, as Monica said regarding the highlights, for me it was at our last station at Pr Gabršek to talk to Sonja. She's, if I understand it right, and if I'm allowed to say, a 30-year-old daughter of a farmer family who decided not to finish a university studies as a civil engineer, but keep on holding the tradition of not just the family, but of making the Trnič cheese.
So is there anything you might want to change in this package? Do you see room for improvement?
For my person, I would say it was well organized. It was very intensive, actually. It was not overpacked, so to say.
I would just say the stations should probably... It should be taken into account what station you go first and second and last, because today we had to pass through some ways twice or at least three times. Yeah. So, but this is the only one I would like to mention.
I guess you will be back.
Yes.
For sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too for inviting us.
Hvala lepa.
Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.